那我先说了，怀困藏之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年2月28日，星期五。我们今天又非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的咖啡 Chandra Maharaj 为我们讲述今天的盛典国家梵歌的早课，敬请聆听。Hare Krishna Maharaj。
Yeah. Okay, chapter 10.
Yes. Yes, verse number, 第十七十节吧，应该。I think it's verse number 17.
Okay, we'll find out.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
21. Yeah.
21.
Yeah. Okay. Big difference. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjaviha Jai Radha MadhavaKunjabeha Gopi Janabala Giribarada Gopi Janabala Giribarada Yashodanandana Braja Janaram Yashodanandana Braja JanaramYamunati Ravanacha Yamunati Ravanacha Jaya Radha Madha Punjabiha Gopi Janabala Giribarada Gopi Janabala GiribaradaYashodanandana Vrajadana Ranjana Yamunati Ravanacha Yamunati Ravanacha Jayarama Marana Punjabiha Okay.Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 21, and a few others, I think.
国家梵歌的第十章的第二十一十节。Yes, I'm here, Maharaj. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Harbo? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Adityanam.
Adityanam.
Vishnu.Joytisam Abir Amsuman Marichi Marutamasmi Nakshatana Maham Sashi Adityana Maham Vishnu Joytisam Aham Amsuman Marichi Marutamasmi Nakshatana Maham SashiAdityanam Aham Vishnu Joytisam Bhavir Amshumam Marichi Marutamasmi Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. In word for word. Adityanam.
It's Adityanam.
Of the Adityas.
在 Aditya 中.
Aham.I am.
Washu.
Vishnu, the Supreme Lord.
Vishnu, 至尊主。
Joytisam.
Joytisam.
Of all luminary.
所有的发光体中。
Ravi.
Ravi.
Ravi, the sun.
太阳。
Amsuman.
Amsuman.
Amsuman. radiant.
光辉灿烂。
Marichi.
Marichi.
Marichi. Marutam.
Marutam.
Of the Maruts.
Say Marutam.
Asmi, I am.
Asmi, Wash.
Washu. Nakshatranam, of the stars.
Nakshatranam, 在群星中。
Aham, I am.
Aham, 我是。
Shashi, the moon.
Shashi, 月亮。
Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Of lights, I am the radiant sun. Of the Maruts, I am Marichi. And among the stars, I am the moon.
译文，在阿底提诸子中，我是 Vishnu。光灿之中，我是光芒四射的太阳。Marut 雷电中，我是 Marichi。群星之中，我是月亮。
Yautsu. There are 12 Adityas, of whom Krishna is the principal. Among all the luminaries twinkling in the sky, the sun is the chief. And of the Brahma Samhita, the sun is accepted as the glowing eye of the Supreme Lord. There are 50 varieties of wind blowing in space. And of these winds, the controlling deity Marichi represents Krishna.
要知阿迪提亚之子有十二位， Krishna 是最重要的。在闪烁于天空的发光体中，太阳最重要。 Brahma Samhita 认为太阳是至尊主光辉的眼睛，吹拂空间的风有50种，这些风的控制神称为 Marichi， 代表着 Krishna。
Okay. Among the stars, the moon is the most prominent at night, and thus the moon represents Krishna. It appears from these verses that the moon is one of the stars, therefore the stars that twinkle in the sky also reflect the light of the sun. The theory that there are many suns within the universe is not accepted by Vedic literature. The sun is one, and as by the reflection of the sun the moon illuminates, so also do the stars. Since Bhagavad Gita indicates herein that the moon is one of the stars, the twinkling stars are not suns, but are similar to the moon.
群星之中，月亮在黑夜最皎洁，因此月亮代表 Krishna。在这节诗中可见，月亮也是群星之一，因此闪烁在天空的星星也反射着太阳的光芒。宇宙之中存在着很多太阳。这种理论不为伟达经典所接受，太阳只有一个，是因为反射太阳光，月亮才闪亮，群星也是这样。佛家梵歌在这里指出，月亮是繁星之一，所以闪闪的群星不是太阳，而是月亮的同类。
Om Gyana Timirandasya Ginandina Shalakaya Chaksur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Ham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam, Savadutam, Padijana, Sahita, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Pada, Sahagana Lalita, Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Dagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta. Most to te, Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi Anamami Hari Priye. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Sarasati Devi. Vor Avani Pracharane. Nirvisesha Shunivari. Pascha Chadesa Tarane. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Krishnaya Bhutale. Shimati Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Tinani Madhu Jojala Primaja Shirupa Nuga Bhakti Da Shigora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostate Namo Varshavana Videvi Dayataya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigana Dayane Prabhave Namaha. Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatane Rupanuga Viruda Apasadanta Dvanta Harane Nama Gorakishwaraya Satchaparagi Murtaye Vipramambara Sambode Padambhujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchadananda Namane Shri Gora Karuna Shakti Rupanuga Varayate Gora Virbhave Bhume Stram Nirdeshta Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Jagannathaya Te Namaha Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gora Tuishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gorange Vadev Nidapnite Vishabhanu Sute Deva Pranamami Hari Priye Mukam Karoti Vartanam Pakam Angayate Grim Tatri Patam Hambande Shri Gurun Dinatam. Right, so this is some of these things are a little hard to understand.
So, in this situation,
but the point always is that, you know, Krishna's position, Krishna is the supreme.
但是呢, 这里面要点就总是要强调 Krishna的地位, Krishna的至尊地位。
So in this chapter, he's giving us a lot of help about how we can be reminded of him.
所以呢, 在这节时, 在这, 在这章里面呢, 就给我们各种各样的信息 来告诉我们, 帮助我们如何能够记住 Krishna.
So basically when we see whatever is great in any category, we should remember that it's Krishna. Krishna is the greatest. It's the representation of Krishna.
所以无论在任何一个品类之中, 任何, 其中最伟大的, 的代表都是 Krishna.
The Adityas, that's the sons of Diti, and Vamandeva's one, he's Vishnu. So he's the supreme out of all of them.
Aditi的儿子是所有的半身人的母亲, 那么其中最伟大的一位呢就是 Vishnu.
And of course, everybody knows, hopefully, the sun is the source of all the light and heat in the universe.
但是我们也知道呢,就是所有的... Sorry, Maharaj.
Compared to the sun, any other light, fire, anything is very small.
那我们知道在宇宙中最明亮的光芒就是太阳所发出来的光芒, 那所有其他的光芒和太阳相比呢, 就逊色很多。
And the sunlight is just a tiny spark of the Brahma Jyoti that's somehow entering into the universe, inside the dark universe.
但是呢, 太阳的光芒和 Brahma Jyoti的光芒所比起来呢, 完全是不值得一提了。 那么不知怎么的, 这个 Brahma Jyoti的这个光芒呢, 就进入了那么一点点, 进入到了, 非常黑暗的宇宙之中。
And then somehow the sun is giving light to it, all the other stars, moons, or whatever.
无论如何呢，太阳是给其他的群星，包括月亮在内，以光芒。
So it says reflection, but as far as I can understand, it's not a reflection like a mirror. You know, if we hold up a mirror to some light, then we get some light coming back, but it's not exactly like that. Something else.
那这里面，那么这里面说的呢，就是群星都折射了太阳的光芒，但这种折射呢，和我们拿着镜子，然后用镜子来去反光，这种状态是不一样的，这是另外一种折射。
Because in many places, Prabhupada was saying that the moon has its own fire.
Sure, Prabhupada said that the moon is, has
the moon has also its own fire to make the light.
Okay, okay. Okay, 因为在很多地方呢，释迦牟尼佛他也都讲过，月亮其实是有自己的光芒的。
But compared to the sun, it's not very bright. But compared to the other stars, at night, if there's no moon, no matter how many stars, you can't see. And you see the stars, but you can't see other things. It doesn't light up and bad. But when the moon is out, you can see it. Not like when the sun, but something.
月亮的光芒和太阳的光芒相比呢，是不值得一提的。但是呢，如果要是在夜晚的天空中要是没有月亮的话，其他的那些群星是没有办法照亮天空而让我们看到周遭的事物的。
And the moon has so much influence, it affects the tides, it affects how things grow.
而且呢，月亮它也会影响溪流的变化，也会影响所有的作物的生长。
So farmers, at least traditionally, they knew, you know, according to the moon, when to plant things.
所以呢，农夫们他们就会根据月亮的变化而进行作物的耕种。
I think I just read if it's the things that grow above the ground, they would plant when the new moon, when its noon is getting bigger, and then it helps them to grow.
所以呢，当有月亮升起的时候呢，他们就会去种植在地上生长的作物，因为月亮的光芒，就是月光呢，会帮助作物的成长。
And then for root things like potatoes and stuff, they would plant them when the moon is full, and then as it's going down, it would help them grow.
OK, 就是当这个就是这个作物要是从地上生长的话呢，他们是会在这个月亏的时候去种植。那么当这个月盈之夜的时候呢，就会种植向地下生长的植物。
So these are just some things that, you know, is described in the universal form, the sun and the moon are the eyes.
还有在描述主的宇宙形象的时候呢，说太阳和月亮是主的双眼。
And we can't see anything without the sun seeing it first.
而且如果是没有太阳的话，我们是什么也看不见的。
So, these are just different ways to remember Krishna.
所以呢，我们有各种各样的方式去记得 Krishna。
When we, you know, like the universal form, it's a way to think of the Lord as a person. So all the different parts of the universe are different parts of the body of the Lord.
比如说，主的宇宙形象呢，就是来帮助我们记得主他是一个人。那么宇宙中所展示的这些方方面面呢，都是让我们想起是主的作为人的这个身体中的各个部分。
So I want to read a few more verses because these verses are just going on and on listing all these things. And it's nice to just hear them all in a row.
那我呢现在要多继续念几个诗节、
okay.
因为所有的这些诗节呢全部都是描述着各个的让我们记住Krishna 的这些点，所以呢如果我们要是能够一气呵成的这样去多念几个诗节呢更容易帮助我们去记忆。
And most of the purports are very small, just kind of repeating the verse.
而且呢所有的这些要旨也是很短的，他们都是在重复诗节里的内容。
So the next one, Veda. Vedanam Samavedosmi Devanam Asmi Vasava Indriyanam Manasyasmi Bhutanam Asmi Chaitanam.The Vedas, I'm the Samaveda.
Maharaj?
You can just, yeah, this verse is number 22.
So I can hear you.
Of the Vedas, I'm the Samaveda. Of the demigods, I'm Indra, the king of heaven. Senses, I'm the mind.And the living beings, I am the living forest, consciousness.
第十章的第二十二十节的译文，伟达经中我是 Sama 伟达，半身人中我是天地 Indra, 感官之中我是心意，生物之中我是生命力知觉。
Report, the difference between matter and spirit is that matter has no consciousness like the living entity.Therefore, the consciousness is supreme and eternal. Consciousness cannot be produced by a combination of matter.
要指物和灵的区别在于物质与生物不同，它没有知觉，因此这知觉至高无上，永恒不灭，知觉无法由物质的组合产生。
So the Samaveda evidently is a beautiful poetry.
那在 Sama Veda 里面，那么在 Sama Veda 里面呢是非常美妙的诗歌。
There are many, many demigods. It's at 33 million demigods.
有很多很多的半，有很多很多的半神人，有三千万半神人。那么 Indra 天地 Indra 呢是半神人之主。
Even all the main demigods like Chandra and Vayu and Varuna, but Krishna or Indra is the king. They all worship him.
那么虽然还有这个月亮神，有瓦雨神、风神，还有Varuni, 但是所有的这些半神人们，他们都要崇拜天地 Indra. 所以天地 Indra 是 Krishna.
Then of the senses, the mind.
那么在所有的感官之中呢，心意是感官之主。
The mind is the king of the senses.
心意是感官之王。
We have the eyes, the ears, the nose, all these senses that perceive things.
那我们有眼睛，有鼻子，有耳朵，有所有的这些。感官去感知。
But the mind is what is common to all the senses. The mind is something called the common sense. None of the senses can function without the mind.
但是呢，如果要是没有心意的话，所有的这些感官都是没有办法去运作的，都没有办法干活的。
And then the mindprocesses, you know, whatever the senses perceive and somehow decides what to do about it.
而且呢当这个感官去感知到事物之后呢心意就会去进行分析。分析之后呢再做出决定应该怎么做。
Like you can have a camera, it can also see things and record, but that's all, it doesn't react. The mind is the...
比如说呢这个相机它也能够捕捉到镜头，然后它也能够看到这些事情，但是它看到了以后呢它是不可以去进行任何的分析的，但是心意 是可以进行进一步的分析的，去做事情的。
So Krishna says that we're struggling with the six senses, which include the mind.
Krishna 说我们在这感官中挣扎，六感中挣扎，其中包括心意。
And we have that picture in the Bhagavad Gita of the chariot with the five senses of the horses, and then the mind is what connects the intelligence to the senses. And the intelligence is to guide the mind how to utilize the senses.
那我们都看见过《波迦梵歌》里面的这张图片，就是这个感官的这个马车呢，它在驾驭着这五个感官。然后心意呢在指导着智性，然后在这个智性的驾驭之下呢，去指导这些感官应该怎么做。
And then among the living beings, Krishna says, I'm the living force of the consciousness, Chaitanya.
然后呢Krishna 又接着说了，在所有的生物之中，我是生命力 Chaitanya.
Like we have Lord Chaitanya, living force behind everything. So that,
比如说呢，我们有主 Chaitanya, 他是这个居于背后的一切的那个主导。
So the intelligence means to know the difference between the matter and the spirit. They're different things.
所以智慧智性也就意味着他知道在灵性和物质之间是有区别的。
The scientists are trying to say that the consciousness is a product of matter. When you put certain elements together, you get consciousness. This is not right.
科学家们说呢，当你把很多的物质堆积在一起以后呢，就产生了知觉，但是这是不对的。
Some even modern scientists have noticed that when a person dies, there's something that leaves.
即便是一些现代科学家，他们也都观察到了，当这个生物体死去之后呢，有一个东西从他的身体中离开了。
That's the consciousness of the soul. Then the body is.No matter how much electricity or how much blood or whatever they put into it, it doesn't function anymore.
那么离开的这个呢，就是知觉，也就是灵魂。当灵魂离开了之后，无论再用多么强烈的电击去击打这个身体，或者是为这个身体输入多少的血液，这个身体都不可能再恢复生命了。
So that's Krishna.
所以这就是 Krishna.
Krishna is the super consciousness.
但是 Krishna 他是，但是 Krishna 他是。
The important thing in the body is consciousness. Without the consciousness, bodies aren't there.
但是 Krishna 呢，他是超直觉。如果要是没有这个知觉在体内的话，这个身体是没有办法接着去进行运作的。
Without the soul, the body rots away very quickly. Nobody wants to keep it.
如果要是身体里面没有灵魂的存在的话，这个躯体很快就会腐烂，没有谁想留着一具腐烂的躯体。
So even like some of these people that have so-called very beautiful body, and they get paid so much money for just taking pictures of them,
那比如说有些人呢有非常美丽的躯体，然后就是因为他们有这个非常漂亮的身体，导致了他们能赚很多钱，就是因为别人给他钱，然后呢要给他这个漂亮的身体来照相。
But when the soul leaves the body, then nobody's very interested in it anymore.
但是当灵魂离开了这具躯体之后呢，没有人再会对这具躯体感兴趣了。
Or these big athletes, they do such amazing things with the body. But when the soul leaves the body, then it's a dead body. It doesn't do anything.
那比如说那些大运动员们， 运动明星们，他们可能会用他们的这具躯体会做很多很多的事情，但是呢，当灵魂离开这具躯体之后呢，这具躯体就毫无用处了。
It's the soul that's important.
所以呢，重要的是灵魂。
It's the soul that's talented, the soul that's intelligent, whatever it is. It's the soul, and that's actually the super soul.
那所以说呢，是灵魂赋予了智慧，是灵魂有灵魂在，所以才会使这个躯体去做任何事情，还有这个超灵在。
So no matter how much they can get all the different elements of the, that are in the body, the earth, water, fire, and mix it up, they'll never produce consciousness. Consciousness has to come in from outside.
所以说无论用多少土水火以太这些元素去构置这具躯体，但是如果是没有灵魂的话，这具躯体是不可能有任何的知觉的。
And this, when the consciousness comes in, the body can grow, and the body can eat and sleep and mate and defend and do things.
而且呢，当这具躯体在所有的这些物质中，如果是没有灵魂的话，那也就意味着这躯体它是不可能做任何事情，不可能生长。当灵魂进来以后呢，它才可以生长，才可以睡觉，才可以吃。
Okay.
Yes.
And should we read one more, or we should go for questions?
Yeah. 再读一个，再。
Yeah, what?
Yes,
Huh?
I mean, yeah, please read more, because now we still have some time. Right now it's only 7:37.
Okay. Next one. Rudranam Shankaras Chasmi.Vitesho yaksha rakshasam, vasunam pavakas chasmi, meru shikaranam aham. Of the rudras, I am Lord Shiva. Of the yakshas and rakshasas, I am the Lord of wealth, Kuvera. And of the vasus, I am fire, Agni. And of mountains, I am meru.
下面是第十章的第二十三十节。在众如者中，我是主希瓦。在 Yakshasa 和 Rakshasa 中，我是财富之主 Kuvera。在众 Vasu 中，我是火 Agni。在群山之中，我是 Meru。
Report: There are 11 Rudras, of whom Shankara, Lord Shiva, is predominant. He is the incarnation of the Supreme Lord, in charge of the mode of ignorance in the universe. The leader of the Yakshas and Rakshasas is Kuvera.The master treasurer of the demigods, and he is the representation of the Supreme Lord. Meru is a mountain famed for its rich natural resources.
要指有十一位 Rudra, 其中 Shankar 商杰罗主希瓦居于支配的地位，他是至尊主的化身，专司宇宙中的愚昧形态。Yakshasa 和 Rakshasa 的首领是 Kuvera, 半身人的财富之主，是至尊主的代表。Meru 是一座以其丰富的自然资源闻名遐迩的大山。
So like we read earlier, Indra is the king of the demigods.
那像之前我们也读到了 Indra 是半身人之主。
Shiva is called Deva Deva, he's the god of them, much more than the king.
那么主希瓦他被称为叫 Deva Deva, 也就是说呢，他是他是所有的这些神的神，所以呢要比这个王要更加大。
Shiva is Mahadeva, he's the greatest. Krishna is Deva.
主希瓦。Oh, okay, 那么sorry.这个主希瓦是 Mahadeva, Krishna 是 Deva Deva.
So Shiva is the representative of Krishna, is an incarnation Leela avatar, but just like there's a vice president or something that represents the president or the prime minister and has the same power and everything to the other people, but if he's in front of the president is different.
Maharaj, confirm with you. So, Lord Shiva is the Lila avatar, right?
I don't know. Not Lila. I can't remember what kind of Guna avatar.
Okay.
He's in charge of the mode. He's not in the mode of ignorance, but he's in charge of the mode.
Okay, 所以主希望呢，他是主Krishna 的代表，他是 Guna avatar。那么就好像是国王。不是就是一个总统，然后他后面呢有这个首相，然后有总理等等。那么这些首相和总理呢，其实和总统呢实际上有相同等的这种力量的权力的，但是呢他们是代表着总统去从事所有的很多的这些活动。然后呢主希望呢他还是Guna Avatar， 他掌管的是愚昧属性的这种形态，但是他自己本身并不是愚昧属性的。
Shiva is so great that when we hear about him, many people mistake him to be the Supreme Lord.
因为主希瓦他是如此的伟大，所以有很多人在聆听了关于主希瓦的荣耀之后呢，就会把他当成至尊主那样去崇拜，觉得他就是至尊主。
Because compared to any other living entity within the universe, and Shiva is so superior.
He is so
what? Superior to any other living entity, any demigod or anybody.
Okay. 因为跟这个宇宙，因为跟宇宙中的所有的其他的生物体和其他的所有的半身人相比较呢，主希瓦他是非常的处于很至高无上的一个地位的。
But he worships Krishna.
但是他却在崇拜着主 Krishna.
And, you know, like there's a few incidences where they had to fight with Krishna. Krishna defeats him very easily. But it's like a sporting match.
那么
They're not really fighting enemies.
就是有一些这个
They're not really fighting enemies.
有一些事件中呢，就展示的是主希瓦和 Krishna 之间的打斗，但他们之间的这种打斗呢，并不是真正的在打架，而像是一种体育运动。那么 Krishna 很容易就把主希瓦给击败了。
And part of it is just to show that Krishna is superior.
对，然后他们之间的这种打斗呢，其实某种意义上只是为了要显示，就是为了要说明。主 Krishna 要更加的至高的地位。
And Kubera is the lord over all the Rakshasas and Yakshas.
Kubera 他是所有的 Yakshasa 和 Rakshasa 的主。
And there's Vasus and then Mount Meru, that's the greatest mountain.Universe.
在所有的群山之中，在宇宙的所有的众山之中，梅乳山是群山之主。
And that represents Krishna also.
所以呢，它也代表 Krishna。
So this chapter goes on and on, so we get to see how we should remember Krishna. So many times we see something great.
所以呢在这章里面呢就这样的信息呢就有很多的讲述，那都是为了让我们从各种的角度去想着 Krishna， 能够提醒我们 Krishna 是无处不在的。
Our natural tendency to become bewildered by the great thing of the material world. Forget.
而且我们的自然的倾向就是当我们面对于非常伟大的景象和事物的时候，我们就会为其所困惑。
We see something very, very beautiful in nature, a beautiful girl, a beautiful man, a beautiful horse or whatever, or a very super talented person. We tend to admire that without remembering.
当我们面对非常美丽的自然景象，当我们面对一匹甚至于就是很英俊的骏马，或者是当我们面对一个很有智慧的人的时候， 我们都会自然的想去羡慕他们，崇拜他们。
And that's why Krishna says in another place, you know, I'm the ability in man, I'm the strength of the strong. All these things are Krishna.
所以为什么 Krishna 在另外一个地方也说呢，我是人中的能力，我是就是最强悍的人。
Okay.
Okay.
So, questions?
Okay. Yeah. Hare Krishna, 亲爱的大家 ，Maharaj 问大家有没有任何的问题？
还没有，那我们稍等一下。
Okay. Maharaj, we need to wait for a little while because so far hasn't questions come up yet.
Okay, I have a question. How is it going there with their virus?
Oh, it seems that in some way has been subsidized. However, it's not 100% control yet. Some of the Chinese experts said that the whole thing will be completely controlled by the end of April.
Wow. Long time.
Yeah.Yeah, but right now, most of people are going back to normal and they started to go back to work. And many of the communities are not as strict as before. However, for whoever travel from one town to another town, when they arrive in the new town, they do need to be quarantined for 14 days in their home.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Mukunda had to do that when he came.America.
Oh.
But he said they just asked him to take his own temperature and send it by WeChat. Nobody was checking.
Yeah, but it really depends on each of the community and neighborhood. Some of the places are very strict. Yeah.所以刚才 Maharaj 就来问一下我们中国现在疫情的这个情况，我刚才和 Maharaj 简单说了一下，就说我们现在这个情况比以前稍微好了一些，然后呢专家也说呢到四月底的时候呢能够完全控制，然后现在各个地方也没有像以前那么的严了，但如果我们要是从一个地方旅行到另外一个地方的话呢还是必须得要在新待的这个地方要被隔离14天之后才可以正常的去行动生活。
All right.
Oh, yes, Marge, I think there is a question. Yeah, Marge, I think here is a question. Let me see.
Okay.
Yeah, here is a question from Subhadra Mataji.顶拜咕噜和翻译，请问去中国西藏绕拜冈仁波齐，可以取悦主希瓦，给我们祝福，更好的成为 Krishna 知觉的奉献者吗？ Please accept my venerable obeisances. My question is that if we go to do the parikram in the Kailash in Tibet in China, do you think that will be a way to please Lord Shiva?And to get the blessing from him, in that case, we can have a better Krishna conscious.
Well, if you're chanting Hare Krishna all the time when you're doing it.
如果您要是在绕拜冈仁波齐的时候一直在念诵 Hare Krishna 的话，就是可以的。
Otherwise, yeah, Lord Shiva.Is pleased when we worship Krishna.
当我们在崇拜主 Krishna 的时候，主希瓦是很开心的。
But he likes to hear the chanting of Hare Krishna, so if we're chanting Hare Krishna, that will please him.
但是呢，他也喜欢听我们，所以呢，他也喜欢听我们念诵 Hare Krishna. 所以当我们在绕拜他，在崇拜他，然后念诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，他就会很开心。
And if we're understanding that he's the supreme Krishna, then he's the best devotee, and we want him to help us to
而且呢，因为因为主希望呢，他是最棒的奉献者，所以呢，我们希望能够得到他的仁慈，希望能够通过向他的祈祷，使我们成为主会圣者的更好的奉献者。
So like I heard that in Vrindavan on the Shivaratri, you know, all the Vrijvasis go to the temple of Shiva.
嗯，比如说呢，在 Vrindavan 的时候，在 Shivaratri 在 Shivaratri 这一天的所有的 Vrindavan 的居民们都会去住 Shiva 的神庙，然后呢，来崇拜 Mahadev， Mahadev Gupeshwar.
And they don't chant Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. They chant Ram, 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 Ram.
嗯，但是他们在崇拜主西瓦的时候呢，他们所唱诵的这个祷文并不是 Shiva, Shiva, Shiva. 他们所念诵的是 Rama, Rama, Rama.
And they write Rama on the Shiva Linga, Chandra.
他们在这个 Shiva Lingam 面前呢，来唱诵主 Rama。
So Shiva, he's always chanting Rama.
所以主 Shiva 他是一直不断的在唱诵主 Rama 的名字的。
So he likes to hear that. So that's how one worships, you know, make Shiva happy is by chanting Krishna and Rama.
所以当我们在崇拜主希瓦的时候，我们要是想让主希瓦开心，想取悦他的话，我们就应该也要确保去念诵主 Rama 和主 Krishna 的名字。
OK。
Yes. So that's it. There is no more question for now.
Really? And so far, no devotees got sick from this virus, even in Wuhan.
No, I don't think so. I haven't heard any. And also, the numbers reported every day for the sickness and also for the death rate are get coming down now.
Yeah, and we never know.The news from other countries say that they're covering over. Some say they're not telling you everything. Some say it's not so bad as they say. No, it's Kali Yuga.
Yeah. Marge,
there's been so many things like this. But this is birth, death, disease, and old age. These are just natural parts of the material world we can't avoid.
Yeah. Yeah.那么马尔说，就刚才继续还是在问这个病情的这个情况。那么我就说呢，现在这个我们的每天看到的这个报道，关于这个新增病人的这个数量，还有就是每天死亡的这个数量，其实现在都是在降低的。然后马尔就说呢，但是有的时候我们其实也不知道到底是不是真正的了解这个真相，因为就是外媒也有各种各样的这种声音。那么有的就说呢，我们没有得到这个真实的报道，有的说呢，其实这个实际情况并没有我们现在所听到的这么严重。但是无论如何呢，反正这就是一个生老病死的一个充满了各种各样的痛苦的一个世界。
The number one cause of death is birth.
而且呢，有各种导致死亡的原因。那么其中的一个最主要的导致死亡的原因呢是出生。
That's what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. The one who is born will surely die.
对 ，Krishna 在《不再放歌》里面说呢，当一个人出生，他就必定会死亡，这个是确保了的。
The one who dies, he'll take birth again unless he's Krishna conscious.
但是呢 ，Sorry.
For one who is born, death is certain. And for one who dies, birth is certain.
Yeah, But then you say this is something about Krishna consciousness. I didn't get that part.
Unless he's Krishna conscious, then they don't have to take work again.
Okay. 就是 Krishna 他说呢，就是当一个人就是出生，他就必定会死亡。可是当他死亡以后呢，他也必定还会有再次的出生，除非这个人他具有 Krishna 知觉，他就不需要再有这样的生死轮回了。
If one, you know, whatever we're thinking of at the time of death, so if one can be Krishna conscious and remember Krishna at the time of death, he doesn't have to take birth. And ordinary though people, if they die, they're going to take birth again. We don't know where.
因为人在这个死亡的时候，他的心意所专注的这个点会决定他下一生的去处。如果一个人他具有 Krishna 知觉，在他死亡的时候，他如果要是想着 Krishna 的话，那也就意味着他会去到 Krishna 那儿，他就不需要再投生在这个反复投生的物质世界了。可是作为一个物质主义者，你不知道他的这个脑子里面在最后死亡的时候会想什么，所以呢，他就还会再会有一个投生，而且下回这个投生呢是不被保证的。
And if someone's born, they're going to die. Prabhupada said, "We're not living for 20 years or 30 or 40 years. We're dying." From the time you're born, you're just dying. We call it living, but we're just marching towards death. Nobody can avoid it.
而且呢，当一个人出生之后呢，他必定会死亡。舍拉巴巴说呢，我们其实就是当一出生之后，其实我们就已经迈在向死亡前进的这条路上了。舍拉巴巴说，我们并不是说是就是一出生之后就生个就是要活个二三十年，然后呢就让自己去死。
I heard one devotee telling about when he first met devotees.One devotee was describing when he first met the devotee.
Okay, 就是有一位奉献者，他在描述着他第一次见到奉献者的情景。
So he was saying how, you know, he was born in a rich family. Everything seemed like good. His life, he would just carry on. He would get a good job. He'd make a lot of money, have his own business or whatever. And he was thinking everything's all right for me.I'm happy. I'm enjoying. Life is great.
因为这位奉献者呢，他是出生于一个富裕的家庭，而且呢，他就觉得他的生活都会被照顾得妥妥帖帖的。他只要这个按部就班的去学习，然后去工作，然后最后呢，然后再娶妻生子，成家立业。那么他就觉得他是一个很享受的一个生活，一切都被安排得很好。
And then they met a devotee, and the devotee said, well, you know, nobody gets out alive. Everybody will die. And then he started thinking, yeah, right. What's the use of all this, you know, so-called employment of the body?
然后呢，当他遇到奉献者的时候呢，奉献者就对他说，人都毫无疑问会遇见自己的死亡的。后来他就在想，哎，的确是如此。那如果要是人终有一死的话，那所有的这一切其实都有什么意义呢？
Okay. Thank you all very much.
Well, thank you very much, Maharaj. Sorry, Maharaj. Here is one thing from Subhadra. After hearing your explanation about the parakram of Kailash, she's saying that, Gan Guru, 我们现在除了念诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，别无其他的方法，只是不知道什么时候可以进入印度，就想在之前去祈祷。Shiva 的仁慈保护一切正常。Okay. Well, she is saying that, thank you very much for your explanation. Right now, other than chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, we don't have any other ways or other things to do. But right now, we don't know when we are allowed to go to India again. So I'm thinking to go to Kailash in Tibet to pray.To the Lord, to pray in front of Lord Shiva, to ask him to protect us, everything will be maintained.
Yeah, if you worship Shiva as a devotee who can help you to serve Krishna, then that's very good.
那如果你那么因为主希瓦他也算是我们的孤乳，如果要是我们把他当成主 Krishna 的奉献者崇拜，然后呢祈祷他能够帮我们更好的去服务 Krishna 的话，那是很好的，而且他是会有助的。
Most people that go to worship Shiva, it's not like that. They're worshiping him as supreme and please give me money and wealth and everything, material thing.
但是呢大部分的人在崇拜主希瓦的时候并不是以这样的心态去崇拜他的，都是把他当成至尊去崇拜，并且呢向他祈祷着能够得到钱财，能够得到财富，能够得到一些物质的好处。
OK
Yes
And
yes.
Buddha is also incarnation of Krishna. You can worship, pray to him also. You can also pray to Buddha.
而奉献者呢是把主希瓦当成主 Krishna 的一位化身在崇拜，那同理我们也可以这样的心态去崇拜佛陀。
Because in the Narayan Kavacha prayer there's you know how to pray to Buddha.
Which prayer, Maharaj, could you say it again?
In the sixth canto there's a Narayan Kavacha
Oh, OK, 在圣殿不要瓦坛的第六篇里面呢有一首是 Narayana Kavacha, 那在这里面呢就是告诉我们如何向佛陀祈祷。
May the personality of Godhead and his incarnation of Vyasadeva protect me from all kinds of ignorance resulting from no Vedic knowledge. May Lord Buddhadev protect me from activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that causes one to madly forget the Vedic principles of knowledge. That's in the sixth canto, chapter 8, verse 10.
Okay. 刚才 Maharaj 他念的这个诗节呢是来自于圣殿不加瓦坛第六篇第八章的第十世界。You mean the Canto 6, Chapter 8, the verse number 10?
That's right. May Buddhadev protect me from activities opposed to Vedic principles and from laziness that cause one to forget Vedic principles of knowledge and ritualistic actions.
Yeah.Because I am trying to look for this verse, but it's not this one. It here is that about from 8 to 10.
Oh, 19, excuse me. It's 19.
19,
verse
19. Okay. So, 这个是圣殿不加瓦坛的第六篇第八章的第十九诗节。愿人格守神以他的 Vyasadeva 化身保护我。使我不至因为缺乏伟达知识而产生各种愚昧的想法，愿佛祖主 Buddha Deva 保护我不从事违反伟达原则的活动，不产生导致愚昧的遗忘伟达知识原则和仪式性活动的懒怠惰，愿以保护宗教原则的化身显现的至尊人格守神 Kalki 保护我不受卡利年代的污染。Sorry, I read the whole thing.
Okay. Yeah, there's many. It's praying all the different incarnations. So,
Marge, sorry. Here is one more question. Okay. 那么下面这个问题呢，是来自于其中一位奉献者的商业街美衣社的奉献者，顶拜尊敬的 Guru Deva 在工作中。怎样练习用心意去想着 Krishna 呢，而使自己的心意不受他人的影响。 Please accept my very humble obeisances to you. In our daily life, in our work, how to practice to meditate on Lord Krishna in our mind And in that case, to make our mind not to be deviated by the other inference.
Good question. That's what the whole practice of Bhakti Yoga is all about. If we can maintain good sadhana in hearing and chanting, then Krishna will help us from within.
那这是一个很好的问题。其实这个呢，也是我们整个的 Bhakti 瑜伽的修习的核心所在。如果我们要是很好的去进行我们的 Sadhana 修习的话，那 Krishna 他是会帮助我们做到这一点的。
So we have to take advantage of our other time to make sure we're getting, you know, Krishna Katha and Sadhu Sangha and all.
所以说我们在这个Sadhana修行之后呢，我们要很好的利用我们剩下的这些时间去聆听一些关于 Krishna 的 Katha， 还有得到一些Sadhu Sangha和圣人的联谊。
Okay.
Yeah. So Maharaj, you mean that we try to use our time after the Sadhana practice for Krishna Katha and associate
well,
with the devotees?
Well, we have to go to work.
Because her question... 首先呢，就是我们是要去工作的，因为每个人都必须要工作。Our question
so
is that
we do,
please go ahead, Maharaj. Sorry, the delay of the
to prevent,
the voice.
You know, just like they say to prevent the virus, wash your hands a lot, drink water, you know, keep clean. This will help. So the same thing, it's a dangerous world. Anywhere we go, there's advertisements, there's people we have to associate for work. There's so many distractions. But if we have good sadhana, Krishna will always help us, protect us.
那么就好像大家都说我们现在这个保护自己不被病毒所感染的这个方法呢，就是要让自己始终保持着不断的去勤洗手，然后呢要多喝水，让自己保持洁净。那这样的话呢，就有助于我们远离病毒。那么这个我们在修习 Krishna 知觉的时候也是一样的。那我们虽然要去工作，但是呢我们所面临的所有的这种状态其实都是充满了危险的。比如说每天我们从这个新闻里面也能听到好多这样的这种信息。所以说呢，我们的这个保护是什么呢？就是让自己有很好的 sadhana。然后当我们在有很好的 sadhana 这个时候呢，就可以使我们能够在 Krishna 的保护之下了，不被其他的人所影响。
So like people wearing a mask, you know?
所以当我们有很好的sadhana 的时候，就好像是戴了一个口罩一样。
Or to keep you from giving the virus to others. But so we have to be protected. Hearing and chanting about Krishna and association with devotees, that will give us protection.
所以聆听和唱诵关于 Hare Krishna 的名字，以及呢和奉献者联谊，这些都可以保护我们。
Okay.
Radhananda Madhaji 的问题 ，the question from Radhananda Madhaji, Hare Krishna 深深的顶拜敬爱的圣 Gurudeva， 请问如何理解奉爱瑜伽的神秘性和超人性？Hare Krishna, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Sri Gurudev. My question is that how to understand the mysticism and transcendental nature of the Bhakti Yoga? how to understand the mysterious and transcendental nature of Bhakti Yoga.
Well, that's what we hear in the Bhagavad Gita again and again, Bhagavatam everywhere, that Tesham Satchati Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam. Krishna will give knowledge if you just try to serve Him, hearing about Him, chanting about Him, talking about Him. And it's all ways to serve Krishna. Then Krishna will give knowledge.
当我们不就是在不断不断的去阅读和聆听圣典《博迦瓦坛》和《博迦梵歌》的时候，那么这个我们就会发现，其实有很多的这种方式去服务 Krishna。而且呢，这个 Krishna 他就会通过我们的对他的这种服务来赐予我们知识。
That's how Krishna will give it. Just keep walking and you'll get there. Keep chanting and you'll get there.
然后呢，这个如果要是我们不断的去念诵他的名字的话呢，我们就能够达到那一点。
All right.
Yeah, and then she's asking that 现实 Sorry, you have to go. There were two
more questions.
What is she asking? Yeah, she's asking. She said that in the material world or in the real world, how can we always maintaining the differentiation in between of the spiritual consciousness and the material consciousness. How can we always divide it then?
The material world is not the real world. The spiritual world is real.
那首先呢，就是这个现实世界，就是 OK。首先说呢，这个物质世界呢，它不是一个真实的世界，只有这个灵性世界，它才是真实的世界。
So by practice, like anything, if the more we practice.Hearing and chanting about Krishna, and we do the other things, hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet, worshiping the deity, you know, all these activities of bhakti yoga, then Krishna helps us. Pray to Krishna, help me, help.
所以呢，如果要是我们不断的去聆听、唱诵、意念，还有服务主，然后呢？不断的再去做这些服务的时候，然后在服务的过程中去祈求着 Krishna 的帮助的时候，那 Krishna 他就可以帮助我们去做出这些区分。
Has to be that humble state of mind.
而且呢，在当我们在做这些服务的时候呢，我们也始终要保持一种非常谦卑的心境。
Krishna says so many places, you will come to me. Just keep doing this.
那 Krishna 在。Krishna 在很多地方呢，他都说到了，你只要这么做，你就能够来到我这儿。所以呢，要读《博迦梵歌》。
Read the Nectar of Devotion, it's a guidebook, tells you exactly how to do everything and what to do and what not to do.
而且呢，还要去阅读《奉爱的甘露》这本书。这本书对于我们来说，就像是一本指导书一样，它告诉我们应该做什么，不应该做什么。
Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita.
Sorry, Marge, last the question. Do you still have 1 minute to answer this?
Yeah,
this question
never
from. Yeah. So this question is from Yuvati Vishaka Mataji, Dingbai Gurudeva, who 翻译奉献者有病对念诵特别的困难，应该怎么专注呢？Please accept my very humble obeisances. My question is that.When the devotee is suffered in sickness, it's very hard for him or her to chant attentively. So how to chant attentively in the sickness situation?
You have to pray and hope other devotees will help by coming around and chanting kirtan.
那首先呢，当自己在就这位有病的奉献者在念诵的时候呢，他要这个祈祷。然后另外呢，就是希望其他的奉献者也能够助他，然后呢能够来到他的床前来给他念诵或者是给他唱 kirtan。
It's hard to chant attentively even in the most healthy condition because we're so easily distracted.
就即便是我们没生病，我们是处在很健康的这种躯体状态下的话呢，我们其实也是很难专注的，因为我们的心意很容易就被就走神了。
So prayer is very important.
所以说祈祷是非常重要的。
Begging Krishna, please help me. Sorry, I'm so distracted. Whatever, you know.
对呢，一直要向 Krishna 来
祈祷。So-called healthy people have the biggest problem. They don't see any need to chant. They think, no, I'm fine. I can enjoy. Sometimes sick people do better because they realize, wow, you know, this, I can't enjoy this much of the world. I have to surrender to Krishna.
所以说呢，我们就要始终记着要向 Krishna 祈祷，祈祷着求你帮帮我，能够让我能够专心的来念诵，因为呢我总是要走神儿。但其实有的时候呢，这个人在病中的时候，他可能比在一个身体非常健康的人的这个状态下要更加的好，因为他意识到了我是要念诵的，我是没有办法真正的去享受这个物质存在的社会的。而一些这个四肢就是身体非常健康的人呢，他根本就看不到有要去念诵的必要性。
All right, Bhagavad Gita Kita.
Jai.
Suo yo u nong no ju ui. All right, Hare Krishna.
所有荣耀都归于智慧的奉献者。Maharaj, thank you so much.
Thank you.
怀昆塔之音服务员聆听各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常非常感谢咖啡穿着 Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述以及对问题的耐心的解答，也非常感谢 Sati Mata 为我们安排的这么好的平台，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常愉快的安全的周五。 Hare Krishna.